This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Some universal truths are based merely on rumor or clever conjecture, like the one that the Cubs will never win a World Series, or that it's so 2005 to order Merlot. Now, Merlot is a full, really full red wine that was mocked in that 2004 midlife crisis movie, Sideways.
Do not sabotage me. If you want to be a fucking lightweight, then that's your call, but do not sabotage me.
Oh, aye, Captain, you got it.
And if they want to drink Merlot, we're drinking Merlot.
No, if anybody orders Merlot, I'm leaving. I am not drinking any fucking Merlot!
Okay, okay, relax, Miles. No Merlot. Did you bring your Xanax?
So, is Merlot really forbidden fruit of the vine? Was it ever? Only one man can clear this up for us, Gary Vaynerchuk, our wine guy, the proprietor of the Wine Library and host of Wine Library TV. He joins us from New York. How are you, my friend?
I'm tremendous. How are you?
I'm just fine, thank you. So, Nielsen released a study last year saying that Merlot is, in fact, the most popular varietal.
Yep. I mean, you know, this is pop culture versus reality a lot of times. It definitely took a hit, and sales took a hit after that 2004 movie, and Sideways was a huge hit, Academy Award nominated, and Pinot Noir was explosive, Scott. I mean, it's incredible to me what's happened to Pinot. Pinot is much more part of the lexicon, yeah, and has drank a lot more. The prices have gone up, you know?
Virginia Madsen in the film delivers a pay-on to Pinot Noir, right?
That's right, yeah. And Pinot gets a huge play and a huge bump, and Merlot took a little decline. But the fact of the matter is Merlot is continuing to kind of grow over the last 3 or 4 years. I think people have forgotten, you know, back to your opening dialogue, you know, that was so 2005, 2004, right? That's a long time ago now. I mean, it's more than half a decade. I think people are forgetting other things have popped up in pop culture. And Merlot has been the beneficiary of being forgotten about that line.
Is Merlot, generally speaking, a little bit preferred in winter?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Merlot is, you know, it's funny, and you said it, a full body. I bet you a lot of people who are listening when you said Merlot is known as a full bodied wine. And I was sitting here, I was like, I wonder what some of the wine nerds are going to think when you said that, because in the wine world, it's considered more of a medium bodied wine, right?
Oh, yeah.
But only because people are comparing it to Cabernet in that context. I find Merlot to be very full bodied as well. I've always felt that it was more of a closer to full body than medium bodied wine. And that clearly makes it something that of a steak wine, of a winter wine. So you're absolutely right. Because of its heaviness, it's something that people are drawn to more in the fall and the winter.
Yeah. Now, you thoughtfully have provided samples here.
Yes.
And I'm just going to let you take over now and guide me through it, all right?
Well, let's start with the Columbia Crest Horsehaven Hills H3 Merlot. So
okay.
A lot of the listeners, I know they're very savvy, the NPR crew, they know the Columbia Crest brand. It's a great supermarket brand. They make nice, solid, you know, to average $8 wines. But this is more of a $12 to $20 brand, depending on the market you're in. And this is their H3 label. And you can see the label's quite nice.
Yeah.
So I'm going to pour a little here.
Okay, let me do the same.
Right. So you poured some.
Yeah, right here.
All right, so let's go through our motions here. You know I love the snippy sniff, so anybody listening right now, if you drink wine, you've got to smell your wine more. It really enhances the experience. It opens up your palate to the flavors. So, Scott, on the snippy sniff, what are you getting?
Chocolate.
That's a great call, actually. I get a very heavy dosage of chocolate-covered cherries on this wine.
That's it.
There's red fruit. There's a little raspberry, maybe even a little pomegranate on the tail end of the nose.
Mm.
Let's give this a whirl. Let's try it.
Okay. Ooh, I like that. Mmm.
Yeah, so this is to me...
Oh, boy, that is... Ooh, sorry.
Go ahead. Break it down.
No. Well, I'm going to return to the chocolate-covered cherry stuff. That's really good, but there's a real smoothness to this that's really nice.
So that's the part, and that's a great job, and this is why this wine's exploding, this H3 Merlot. It's so silky smooth, and most wines that are this smooth...
I'm upending the last couple of drops in here, yes?
Yeah, no, I mean, most wines this smooth have to normally be priced at $25, $30, and this at $12 to $15 to $17 really delivers a silkiness that most people like. Now, the one thing I would say, the one caveat is it's kind of oaky, right?
Mm-hmm,
so there is a little bit of an oaky... kind. I almost feel like I'm taking a splinter out of my tongue. You know, but if you like the oak, if you can deal with the oak monster, as I like to say, and it's not too much, but it's definitely there, and you have to know your palate. If you like the oak, you know, the silver oak style of Cabernet, then you're going to find this Merlot to be very appealing. We're going to go to Italy, of all places. People don't think about Merlot in Italy. The Li Neri 2003. This has a little Cabernet in it.
Oh, wait, hold on. This is the Black Label, right?
That is right. It's a Black Label wine. This is from Venezia. This is an interesting wine. It's 90% Merlot, 10% Cabernet Sauvignon. Let's give it a sniffy sniff.
Cherries?
Yeah, I agree. Big, big cherries come through right away. It's also, it smells a little, it has a little more stinky stink. Don't you agree?
Yeah, very much.
There's a little bit of like a charcoal, stinky, smoky, gamey component on the nose. All right, let's give it a whirl.
Okay. I like the charcoal part of it.
It makes me think of like pork pulled sandwiches. I don't know. It's barbecue-y. It's almost, do you notice on the tail end right now, there's a little savory style, almost like soy sauce?
Yeah.
Which I think is appealing.
So if we weren't doing a tasting, you'd have Merlot on your own time and your own dime?
Yeah, you know what's so funny? I went a long period with not having Merlot. Even prior to Sideways, I would say from 2000, 2004, I had very little Merlot. Yeah. I kind of got into it in the late 90s, then stopped really focusing on it. But then, you know, I'm a little bit countercultural. So when it was getting dissed a little bit by Hollywood, I decided to explore it more. Plus, in general, I've been to France a lot more since 2004, especially in the right bank. So drinking a lot of these top-notch Pomerol and Saint-Emilion wines, it, you know, you go to Pomerol, you go to Saint-Emilion, I promise you, you're going to re-fall in love with Merlot real quick.
Okay, it's worth the trip just for
absolutely
under any circumstance. Our friend Gary Vaynerchuk, our wine guy and best-selling author, his new book comes out next month, The Thank You Economy. Thank you, Gary.
Thank you.